now saying the Medrash has a person prepared for Rosh Hashanah to learn one prayer to start, to learn two prayers, to learn one piece of Gemara, two pieces of Gemara, paper of Ramit for one of my Talmidim, earlier Talmidim, to start those Ramit for now, to finish, to look at all pieces of the Mishnah. And it's here. Seven and a half. I'll be the new man of service. Those who want to learn before or get filled with the repair, so the Machalek of Egypt, sort of rush, and Terek says to in Zion, just to give you a little reorientation, that's a long break of the Sabbath. The rush Terek says to in Zion, the first half of it, we didn't even look at yet, is the quotation of the rib. The rib, the famous rib, will know that a materiotax doesn't just mean only a materiotax, but rather we should look at Balamok, the Rabbi of Ephraim, the Talmud says, I've made a materiotax. One of the questions that she asks against the rib, and the reference to us spoke it. She should have said, I've made a materiotax. It's very important to read the words of the rib very carefully. And again, those of us who want to learn today before the official Ma'am of come out, I recommend that you see the Ran. Okay, the Ran, the analog of the rib, very carefully. Very carefully. It goes very long. That's how it is. The major thrust of the Ran that we have to see is okay, for the topic of the rib, starts with Mem Zion and Malalas. Go, still on testament out. That's all. Less than three pages. So that will keep you out of trouble if you ask them any other official Bible sermons. You start from the top of the line of an hour and go through with my season. In testament out, that should keep you off the street for a while. Okay. Well, I'm serious. That's really the end of the call. That's not just a joke. So saying all these specifics, you know, go to down, session, that's really a good thing to do in general terms. Okay. So briefly what we spoke about last Kusirim, what the star, and how the star kidding and the staraya, from the focus of man on the lover, to what the nature of the star is, for the materiotax and the simakai. We spoke a little bit about the telephone, and one question which I don't really know how to answer yet properly, and that is, I put it from the love. Oh, one more thing. You want to go to the Kalapos, you know what it is? In Rabbi Frank, which is going to give you a zero, which is a producer of the rock, that one obviously I'll have access to, so I asked we won't have a zero, so we'll give that out now too, so you can go on with the back, you'll see some of the things we spoke about, we'll share them are there as well. But there's one question, which I did not address, because I went back to our chef, Shalitha, on Thursday, and I said, I read the kutcher to the rock, and what do you do with this cash? But he wasn't holding by his agenda yet, he was just came from some other place, he said, look it up, that's the question over here, that's the Kavdala on the base. I'm going to take a look at Kavdala on the base. Told the Zimra Masa, the A day receiver. We've been here before, but I just want to show you inside again. The remedy is so that everyone, certainly our mayor of Swaz, we saw Mukhar Mikoko, no one denies it. The only reason that the Swaz is around and around Ban, we would need it in this case. What's the case over here? Remember, the mission is referring to a case as the exit of the Gemara tells us, Kosovo Vagarash is like Dola, Vagarash was like Tana, Tana Lola Vagarash, Lola Vagarash, Vagarash. What happened over here? There's one husband with two wives. And you have to get to either of them, it's all discussion with the swap. But you see clearly there's no problem with Mukhami Toko. The Tosa says, oh, that's what I mean, the Adam is here at the luxury. And the quote of the name would be no good, and Mukhami Toko. Why? Because the time that it was written, it wasn't Mukhami Toko. And the Ramban and the Ram say, no, there's no problem over here. Why? Because if you all put it, the pieces of our stars not from the Mukhami Toko. And from the moment that one of the wives has to get in her hand, which indicates that it's obviously she's the one who received the get from the husband, and also to get there. And therefore, you have no problem. Oh, that's good. But the
question was raised, another case in the Gemara. Pave of a day, so to talk. Naim, two men. Shasol to Beit Gittin, Shmosei and Shabbat. Note the Shneim Uzu, Shneim Uzu. You give each one. But Lo Karbalot, Matadur Karbi Meir, Micha. Not gonna be. Not gonna be. If two men and two women with exactly the same name in the same town, so then it's not going to be Toko, which one of them it is. So how can it possibly be?
Good. Oh, thank you very much. Got my name. This video program. I don't have a mind language. But, okay, besides, religion. Which religion is it?
Not ours. So this is the quiz. I guess I'm going to take a copy of it now, but we'll look at it. Oh, you didn't know what I asked for. Okay, so, yeah, over here in this case in the Gemara, what happened? There were two men, two women, with exactly the same name, and yet, the interpretation of the court to be made would be good. But it tells us no. Also, like the Parishas Liel, refer to occasions to the Parishas Liel, you know, put them down to the Kaima, the Kaima, the Tosu we saw earlier. What does it say? Shekotsu Doros, Osimna, Nakoin, Shadiki Mitoka Hasima, Vein and Mishira, Ain Makira, I will say, Osimna Nakoin. We talk about a case where there's in fact a difference between the two gifts. One is Yosef and Shimon and Reuben, Yosef and Shimon and Levi. Chetzi Rambam and the Rana Tor, it says in the Gemara, it says in Spanish, Mosei and Shavit. Now the Rana Tor, it's conscious, it's not Shavit. If it was Yosef and Shimon and Reuben, Yosef and Shimon and Levi, it's not the same, not Shavit, not Shavit. So you know, it's a good way it is. Here, it's not so cautious that the Tzitzit Bala Star can be mastered in the Mukhla Mitoko. Why not? If you look at the right woman is holding on to the guest, it's unclear whether she received it in fact from her husband or the other one's husband. Yes. So likely, clearly you can still argue with somewhat who's going to be told. But it's not as glass, not as smooth as the case of the Gemara which we had here on our top down on the base property. You're suggesting that in the husband's hand was a star, it was better.
I understand.
Not would be though that if he had two
husbands, in this case, what would be able to get the man two wives to both in both? Right, he wouldn't be able to get each one. He'd have to, if it wouldn't be a star,
There's five people.
Right.
Man, wife, man, two wives. All the men are the same name, all the women are the same name. Okay.
Could be.
Fine. You know we left off on Thursday. We were discussing the rush at the end of Perek Tes Siman Zayin with the issue of what doesn't the fact of the Demachter Amaror and Pevon in the day we were discussing the issue of the case number if Avlad Kosher Losi Nosir Avlad Kosher. The question about the in-between critical criteria that at least is Tesha or Lo Tesha. So they would do it. But he's talking about what the
below the monitor. If you have to wait until you get the ANF, the perfect time you have. If you don't, then you talk with the shul. And the derivative. You see, for me, I have a lot of agrees that it has seen also work, and it's a shallow one of the time you have. I can't do it. The Russians refuse the group by saying, no, we have the same as one I'm involved. But according to the to Rabbi Lazar, why the signatories when they think on Allah, who ate them on again, there's proof that she can be married, sufficient proof. So therefore, we're saying that the same will request or should this according to Rabbi Lazar in objective terms, whether she's divorced or not, will this according to same question for the remain. Whether she's in the more subjective terms, we need 2 A's or 1 A's or will this all the quantum of others will be called proof term, evidence term, whether sufficient evidence will be divorced according to Rabbi Lazar. So therefore, the fact that the I'm worried about coupling which way to go on the initial tape, the rotation of the initial tape, oh, it's not an indication we follow our made or therefore from operating the material character. No, really follow the love. We need to wait to receive no matter what. But whether a woman can produce together just 1 aid or sabiat to come to bed and say, I'm divorced, here's the proof. That'll depend in turn whether according to Rabbi Meir it would be valid. According to Rabbi Meir it's valid, but according to Rabbi Lazar it's sufficient proof. According to Rabbi Meir it's invalid, and it is sufficient proof. And that's what the Russians would view the proof of the rule. Okay? What do we see now, Shiloh? It's unclear about Sabiado, or Erechot, you have to analyze it now much more carefully. Riyah and Aloka. Is Erechot a star? Is Sabiado a star? Yes or no? See, this is a problem in Tosis and Subis on the complement of the one I have to receive, but the law of Tosis. And they bring up these two issues somewhat. Now, the fact that the Rosh at the end of Perek Tetzim and Sibyl Zion says that Sabiado seems to be a good get. In what sense is it a good get? Because tomorrow I have to review briefly again. The Mishnah Pevav has 3 gifts, it's close back on the Gimel and Beis as well. The famous Mishnah, fourth of Pevav, of Shlosh the Gittin Sulin, Mishnah of Lat Tosha, and the Gemara's discussion of the Beis, Heisei or Lo Heisei, the Rachmokot HaMaroim, Rav, and Rav Yochanan, and Levi, and all discussions. So the Heisei must include the Olam Lo Heisei. Lo Heisei is the sixth wide line of the Rav Medei, which indicates that the Meister, at least on a Daraisa level, the get is a valid get, which indicates that a get that Shadio is a bona fide get, to the extent that if the woman produces it, it's adequate proof that she is divorced, finished. Why is this relevant to us? Here's the question. If the woman produces a get with 2 agents, and says she's divorced, the regular, normal, standard get, can we let her remarry on that basis? What's the answer? Luckily, I'm not, yes or no? Yes. Maybe it's a forgery. What's the answer? Long before Lama's Rav. What do you want to say? I love it. It's a reality. Right? Maybe it's the key of my star. Oh, I'll give him. Now, Rish Lakish says, oh, Rish Lakish, hey, the Machatuman of a star, not the commission, that's the commission of the and key of the star is the Rabbanon. Oh. Here's the Machlokas in the Gedolei Achronim, in the son of the Shemanara, and Simon Memvo. Two greatest, perhaps two other greatest professionals, the Shulchanov Mashmir, are the Shach and the Tzot, the famous giants, the Shach and the Tzot, who often battle in these matters. Sure enough, here's another example of the battle. But although, if you have 2 Aden, you invoke Rish Lakish's rule, what's Rish Lakish's rule? That Aden Machasuma Ashtar is connected to the Beis Din, and the requirement to Kiyum Ashtar is only Nidirabana. It's only Nidirabana. The Shach says no. He says, if you have a Saviyad, the requirement, the Kiyum of the Saviyad for the certification, if it's really his handwriting, is it the Horizon? Therefore, what's the Shach in effect telling us? The principle of Rish Lakish of Edom HaChasum al Ashtar is only a bona fide star. Bona fide star has 2 Edom, and Sabiyada was not in that category. Ad Kan Devei Hashach, Simon Mem Vov, Sukkot and Yud. Comes with the soap, and Simon Mem Vov, Sukkot and Hey, and Sabiyada, I don't understand what the Shach is saying. He quotes that Tosfos in Ksubos of Tzadi Beis of the Beis, who says that the reason, so I don't think that Tosfos is on the line with Tosfos. Interesting Tosfos is, you know, what do you mean Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish could, to give the expression, pontificate from today to tomorrow, that Kanekka, who's the Nogger, who's the movement, it's not going to stop the Amish Borger. The Borger never heard of Rish Lakish. You know, Rish Lakish was worth a family, you know. But still, they still haven't heard of Rish Lakish. He's a forger. He never heard of him. He knows about the John Gotti here. He doesn't know about Rish Lakish. Right? He doesn't know about it. We're probably connected. This is going to forge it. The Tosfos is an interesting expression here on Tzadi Vav, on Tzadi Beis, and Beis, and Tzubis. Moshavka Skyel of Bulgaria. The expression also found in our Beis, and given it's the similar Tosfos. Moshavka Skyel of Bulgaria. Look at the shock of that. Literally, you haven't left life for any human. Because what's going to happen? People will just take documents, force them, and take away all your money. Take a look here in our houses. You know, we have an amazing analysis. A similar idea exists, which we're not going to go into now by reason. But first, there's a cash over here. The second one is about a person, Bezim and Aleph. You have to say, you tiny in the Zuya. Nimlo came, lo shavka style of Bulgaria. You don't leave life for any individual. I guess it's within a Zuya and I knew my shot. I in Tarsus Super Study Bay. High like that. So you got a lot of little star middle of the afternoon and after the jump to slow it in front of me, some of the coopers. That's crazy. So we're going to start looking at our thoughts. Our thoughts get the same cash over here. Saturday days and the days. They give a tax. What tariff do they give to this cash? Show the shot from the Should we not throw in throw some star to him? Why? They didn't have to swim another star now, so we should have to listen to the bedroom. Even if the Gazan pulled out a star. Why? 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 Mirsis Lichtov Star Mazuyo Panyakiru Bayez in Ziyufo. How do you like that? He's afraid to forge because Bez will catch him.
I think it's the those who
caught us afraid. Milsa Davide Liguye Lamashaka Vinci. No one wants to lie, you're going to get caught. Whenever you lie, you don't expect to get caught. If you're not going to get caught, you don't lie. Here, you know, you lie. And let's get a lie, got away with it, finished. Once it's been writing, and anybody can go produce this document, Aiden, which is supposed to exist, and say he never signed it, see, you're afraid you're going to get caught. So therefore, the average person is not going to lie. So the folks, wait a second. This is the basis for Rish Lakish is this, that a person not willing to forge, who's going to get caught, hold exactly the same logic should apply to a pursuant to handwriting. The same way as you're afraid to forge someone's signature for fear of getting caught, so please should be afraid of forging, I owe you $1,000, you know, I, Chaim and Yankov, owe you $1,000, for exactly the same fear of getting caught. Therefore, the result of the shock is wrong. This is the regular shock to Adim. We apply the principle of Eidem HaKasum HaShtar, connect with Bevezin. Why? Because the person is afraid of being caught in the forgery. So we should apply exactly the same principle to a case in which the Ksaviyat is there instead of to it. Ad Kan Divrei HaKasum. That's what he said. But he used the expression that it was most of the blue ring. I'll tell you the truth. The Ksos, with all due respect, hasn't proven his case conclusively. And I'll tell you why. Look, quote over here, an expression of Chazaka, right, the average person is not gonna forge. The person is not gonna forge because he's gonna get caught. The Milsa of the people don't like to lie in a way in which they're gonna get caught. Correct? That's what it says. I have a question. So why they quote a Gemara at the Nasa Commission after this is the best brother? Just say it back. Is it Francis Forge? Here's the answer on both sides. This is what the text of Robert Effect said, and the same is found in one of the Akron of Alfred Minutes. That yes, there is a Chazaka that the average person won't forge. Therefore, the chances are it's not forged. The majority of chances it's not forged. But since when do we collect money based upon a majority? It all follows a majority collect money. And therefore, the reason why you're collecting money over here is because the principle of Ishlakish is based upon the fact of the Chazal, the average person doesn't forge, but then through the principle of Ishlakish, through some kind of a magic, it's considered if they're an effect Avim, for sure, not the star of the valid star. We mentioned from the last week, from the Rush, it's still a strike based image of Gimel, but the issue of whether it's Trey, I'll ask tomorrow. Same idea. Ends up in an Ansabe. This is sad. The one who got up, I thought a principle found in Rabbi Chonin, David Kovitz Yuru, in Philobatra. I'm not sure exactly where, what number right now, you'll look it up. Masaya. That it starts off as a Chazdaka, that he's not going to put the part of the first designer, he's not going to forge it. And it ends up as an effect, Aiden. Considered to be Aiden. Why? Because of the Shlokash is in. Let's see where it goes down. Simon Kuf Pealis, the Kovachir of Ravatra, because he's so much higher from my Rebbe, from my Soloveitchi, exactly the same idea. So it's always a Chazdaka effect, and then it turns into the Nebbe Shlokash. Yeah, but the Shach is not, this can't be the school for this Gemara. This Taisha from Sadi Bey. Sure, Taisha says it starts off with a principle of Chazdaka, of lack of forgery, which applies equally to a Saviyah. But the next step, Rabbi Ophai, what's the next step? The Shlokash is then superimposed upon the Chazaka to create the equivalent of Aiden Gemurim, required to collect money. Maybe like Sadiyad, the Chazaka, you have. But we may not give the Sadiyad the full status of a star, in which case the Shlokash might not be applied, in which case perhaps we keep it or Aita. True, the chances are that it's an authentic signature. But this is the minority possibility that it's not an authentic signature. You can't collect money on the level of the right. Do you have a key, Mashtar? So therefore, the Shach chief that cannot be approved from the Tosafot and Sadi Beis of the day. Shach might be right. Indeed, Rabbi Ophai. Is it Sadi Beis or not? Yes, Shach. Of the what? No, the Shach. The Shach. The Shach is not going to the Shach. Not me. I'm trying to defend the Shach. The Shach is like this. The Shach is lying on his high horse and saying, 280 was the star, and the star we apply with Shlokash is in, connecting with the best dummy. But music, Saviyad, you can't apply the rule, they're going to give the right. So Shach is being too lovish. Be balabatish. So it's consumers balabatish for Sadi Beis in the days. They say, look, the guy who got the prayer to forge a signature, this is all based on wrong. It was a prayer to forge a signature, it was a prayer to forge a Saviyad also. So I'm on a balabatish level, so it's right. My terrorist is, it's both. It's not both balabatish and it's not lovish. It's not both with the facts based upon the chazaka, the presumption. He's afraid to forge. That's not the aim. He can't even hold him up on that basis. This is then superimposed upon the chazaka, which Shlokash is in. And the Shach will say that you only superimpose Shlokash is in a bona fide star of Kuwaitin, but not in a case of the Shach. So that's what I'm going to close the Shach. Yes. You can't tell. Tolson is just saying the fact. They have two things in effect. You have a theistic of fear that a person has to get caught in the forgery. Then on top of that, you have the loveless of Rish Lakish. And the question, then it's an open question, whether Rish Lakish's loveless was stated in the case of a Sadiyah. Sure, the facts are there, Sadiyah, it's so great. But they need loveless over and above fact. We saw in the Rush also, the same idea Rush still was current base. It's not with a Chazaka, it's about an Ansabe. That's what Rakhama says in that piece in Baba Rash. So who's right? That's the Rosh Soloveitchik. As it's found, it's up. That's what the Tutsi Mechanech are Twitches. Let's say open up, read your little piece. So we'll be able to present it. Once you get a hand, we'll be able to get used to it. You see the beautiful, felicitous style of Rosh Shefta Shlita. Very, very easy reading. I recommend the, so we did this maybe even bent our reading. I can just take it by the pillow. I don't recommend you do a brick mevish. But in case you can't, it's fine. It's so beautiful. You just sort of read it. This is not going to be on page 220. See, yeah, the Xerox is not exactly perfect. Next page is missing a half of a little bit. But it's all right. Yeah, just squeeze it. Okay? So on page here, on page 220. Oh. had the whole discussion whether it's not, whether what how the Rav phrase it. Rav phrases it as follows. He phrases it, what shot in this Chiddush of Rish Lakish. He is on the fifth line. He needs Aedus and Goldfish. Aedus Vistav Vidat and Messiah, which would be two Aedus. Oh, Raya Vistav Vidat and Messiah, which even includes Vistav Yodha. That's the next paragraph we do about Vistav Yodha, the next paragraph about Vistav Yodha. And so the basic thought, it depends upon the 2 days that Rashi paid over there. Let's take a look. Let's read one paragraph together. The last paragraph, page 220. We name the Vuh of the Mishnah Gittin Pei the cost of Vistav Yodha, Vena Lavedim, how they get kosher with our rights. In the first one, they're our bottom. Baish of the Rashi, the cost of Vain, the Urim, the Tama, the Nazar, which I assume what I saw. We get the Vistav Yodha, Baal, later to see the kosher with our rights. Aleph, one, the exact cost of the cost of Vinata, the cost of the Yodha, we don't have. Bay, the second shot, the doctor is really taking some places. The Ela Fakasima Gedolim is who? Kloma, Zodos Baldin, Timei or Aiden. Timei, with Shuto Nire, the Haino Akkupa to the air, to the Das, that's all of the Star of Savia, the Star of Shafi Eshloma, the Kosham, the Gebbi, the Rice, the Maritime, the Ela Fakasima Gedolim is who? That's what we call Taisa Shita, which is inserted into the Rashi, the Bach says, by some of the copyists. After that, that's Dovin, the Shtar of Tzadiyad, ain't allowed to be called Shtar, the Echreya, the Rabloma, the Zeret HaKosa, the Yucherati, the Hashe Beget, the Kroh, the Zekosa, the Nosan, for the Rav, the Kroh, the Rav, the Kroh, the Kroh, the Kroh, the Kroh, the Kroh, the Kroh, should determine this question for us as to whether Tzad Yodo is good, is considered to be a Shtar, or not. Not considered to be a star. That's what he thought. I don't know if it's necessarily so. I'm not so sure. And the reason I'm not so sure is maybe, well, here's the question. What do you mean, Hodos Baldin Kimeidim Dami? You're not a part of Baldin Gittin the Kiddushin. You know that. Hodos Baldin only applies to Mammonis. To Gittin the Kiddushin, we say you don't apply the principle of Hodos Baldin whatsoever. This doesn't apply. So how can we suggest over here that Hodos Baldin should work? So if you take a look on page 222, again, briefly. This is about the very first first word. We said, "And F shall be on the top of the page, 222. Shidush Eshtar, the Gersh, and the Eshtar, the Lashuy Eshtar, the Vina Tabadak of Eskayet. We'll begin the Kiddushin, the Dabba Shiyak Shaliyot. The Rebbe suggested from Rav Chaim that by getting the Kiddushin, there's no Baldin. Baldin doesn't come to money matters. When there's no money matters, it's about a matter of personal status, there's no such concept as Baldin. There's no idea of Mitzchayim. Then how in the world does it get to come about? He gives an interesting answer. Now the Baldin and Afriyak Shaliyot alone. It's there as a custody. For the Indian quote, gold, Ashruye Shtara, to create the document, the Kadesh Isha, the Garish Isha, the Shakir Choshev Abal Kedatah Vestayim. The Dafka, the Akashek Rokitcha, like wrote the little about the Shtar. Right on, that doesn't work. Okay? The Chelatos, who are greater, as Etzema Gerishim, she did the Mikri, Dasa Vestayim, Linyan Ashuya Shtoro. So to make the Shtar, the Baal Dasa Vestayim, and it could be an effect of the whole dog, it's called this. To make Ashuya Shtar, to make a Shtar. Even though, at the end of the paragraph, the first, the Gemara Kedushin Tamachem and Beis, the Lomahan Yodoth Baldin, Lekiu Madogar begins the Kedushin. You should admit that I divorced my wife, or I married my wife, to throw you out. You're nobody. But to admit that you made a Shtar Kedushin, a Shtar Gevishin, again, that you certainly are believing. So that's it for one day, which which we have in Rashi Tevav, that it works, the Hodor found it works, no need for the physical of the Kata. Here I want to come in and say that perhaps the other day in Rashi, which maintained you require a guest subject of the Kata to teach you Hodor found it works by a guest, is, you know why? Because they denied its numbers. They denied its halakha that Lashriya Star should be different than to create the actual Gittin the Kiddushin. So the same way as Ogoah called him is no good to attest to the fact she's now married to the boy, so too at all, so then for that day it would be no good to create together, create the Kiddushin. And there was the only reason why Tzaviyotah was good by a get is why? There is a custom of the Kota. That's why the other day required the Kota. That's why the custom is required. Not because they're both sides, but Ksaviyat is not a star, as Rav suggested. Rav said, Ksaviyat is not a star, so that's why you need the custom. I want to know, Ksaviyat is a star. When it comes to Dini Mominus, Ksaviyat is a star, and really the Ksos is right, and the Shach is wrong. So you wouldn't require Kivit or Isabak Ksaviyat. Aye, why is it such a custom of the custom? Not because what the Rav said, that it affects that day at Rashi holds like the Shach. No, different reason. A star nominus it would be, but in Gittin the Kiddushin is no good, because on those bodies, now it doesn't work, it's kind of like Aaron. And this fine line between a Shriya star and the Kiddushin, the Tessin and the Kiddushin, that's it, I'm an all-star. It's not a completely valid proof of these two days to actually find out this particular point. That's issue number one. Yes, sir.
I think you mentioned it the other way around. So when Rashi said it's not very well important, but
according
to
Mother Omar,
you want to say that it's not a
shahar,
you have to hold it
open and not. Correct. That's what it means. I can see. Here's another case they're both talking about. Ein Echo. Let's see, go back again to page 220, just for a moment. That's what he's talking about. The top paragraph. He's talking about if you need what we call Aedus Bistag and Ishnei Aedus, right? Or if that's a Raya Bistag, right? And he said that Ishtar Be'erechah Dinah Kishtar. Ishtar Be'erechah Kishtar, that indicates that it's not a Raya. Remember, Erechah is a proof. Maybe know a little bit of halakha to Erechah at both times. You won't be with an Erechah Dinah Kishtar. I won't go to one Aedus and say, that shirt is mine. What's the halakha? Who keeps the shirt? You keep the shirt, but only if you take a lot, Kshua. The Lord says, Lo yachum erecha b'ish, l'cholav and l'chol kakav. We just read it a couple of weeks ago, no? 2 weeks ago, I'm sorry. 2 weeks ago, you read it, that's also? I think Lord, the Chazal Darshan, I will come with a Shua. So if I'm in my son, you were going to take a Shua. So it is a proof to some extent. Now the Shtar Be'erecha, if it was a function of the proof on some level, 2 days to close on that cross. So you need eight of the crowd, or one is insufficient. What do you need? What we call over here, a riot is found. One would be sufficient. We quote the Rambam. What Rambam? Let's turn back to the Rambam. Turn back, we quote the Rambam. What Rambam? Alright, the previous page. The quote page. Page 219. In the middle of the big paragraph, quote the Rambam, there is dollars that the firm in Israel of a chest, quote, the Tikhok, Star Sheeshko Erech of the Tanah Shepherd, Shepherd, when the Bukhuy of Shrua, the Antiochal Ishav of Ishalim, I repeat the paper, which says, you owe me money in 1/8 charges. And I have it in my hand. You claim you paid. Normally, if you tell you paid, what's the difference? I have a star with 2 aedus. You say you paid. What's the difference? Are you believe or not believe? Huh? You say you paid. Are you believe or not believe? I have a document that says that Raphael owes me $100. 2 aedus charges. I say, give me $100. I paid you already. What are the big 4 words that I respond to you? Who understood you? My boy. Hey, if I paid you, you should have taken the document back. Right? If you got the receipt, you taken the document of indebtedness back. How can I have the document because you never paid me back? You're lying to your teeth. No, thanks. Stop, Abiyadi, my boy. What happens only has 1 aid? So the Rambam says, well, it has 1 aid, so Rashi could be really believed, but only if you take the Shua. What do you see from the Rambam? The document with 1 aid is considered a document? Shout out to the star. The Choro. Yes, do that.
Yeah, but it's only 1-8.
Let's take the character. It should be so, it should be 1-8 to be so good that he should actually have to pay me the money. Nothing is about this rule. He has to become a manasa. If the 1-8 is a sufficient proof that he didn't pay me back, I should collect it no matter what he swears or not swears. If it's insufficient proof, then you should have to want to take the shua. That's the cash either. So, I had a similar cash. If you want to ask the cash against the rope for Rav Chaim, that's not good. What can I do? The famous Rav Chaim is one of the centrals of the Rishman Shas. Rav Chaim, based on a different Rambam, says that Shtoch of Yonah, my boy, is not the conventional wisdom that I have a document which proves that it didn't pay. It doesn't prove anything really. Clearly, maybe you paid me, and I said, yeah, I'll give you back with the shoe in the morning. I'll say, the check's in the mail, you know? I'll put it in the mail, famous last word. All right, it's in the mail. I put it in the mail. And you believe me, and but I tell you, it fell in, I was dishonest. It's not really a proof as such. Now, Chaim was a stick of fire, I'm not going to go into it now, that if you give me the document, Rafi, which says that you owe me $100 to wait to find it, then he coined a new term, called Mesirat Ne'emachos, which means that Rafi gave to me credibility in any dispute we're going to have between us in this matter. Not that it's intrinsically a good proof. No proof at all. It's what's called a Mesirat Ne'emachos. You gave me over the proof. This explains, you gave me the credibility, rather. This explains very well, answer your question, Yehuda. If Yair Rafi gave me a document with 2-8 on it, he gave me absolute Mesirat Ne'emachos. But I have credibility and he has something to say. If he gave me a document with only one person sign on it, he got me only a partial Ne'emachos. That I'll be believed if he doesn't swear again. It's all based on the Mesirat Ne'emachos. The Rambam had a very good writer, quite a good writer for the Rambam to get out. And he'll come from Malmö Rolova, where the Rambam's expression is backwards to what you would expect. Again, you should look it up and see in the time of the Shabbos. I'm not going to right now, I'm fine. You see from there that the Rav's raya from the Shabbos to me is not a compelling raya if it is point. Fine. That's what I wanted to suggest. Okay. Now I'm also ready to start a serious discussion of the Rambam in Hilchos Eved, which we made reference to earlier. The famous Rambam who says that Shtaros Tamei D'Rabbanan, Paragimel Halacha Dal in Hilchos Eved. Shtaros D'Rabbanan. Everyone jumped with the Rambam. The Ramban in the Sefer and Mitzvot, in the Shorish phase, I believe it is, says, how in the world can the Rambam say the Shtaros of the Rabbon? It's an absurdity. It's crazy. What the Ramban is, I mean, it's not the Rambam. Did Torah, Shenekavlin Eidus, Lovadinim, Mominus, Lovadinim, Nefashal, and Nipiya Eidus, Shenemar, Abishnai, and Eidin, Nipiya, Belovic, Sav Yodah. I will read the very Sophim, Shechokim, the Imamis, Medish, the Bishtar, etc. Very Gimel, Halacha Dal. This is curious. This shot is going to happen tonight. We'll have the Rambam in the back. I don't know how many of you have this. How many have this tomorrow? Many of you? Others of you? Okay, so we're going to try. Sure enough, it's here. We also have the Ein Mishpat HaMoleh. This is a very good shot. The Ein Mishpat HaMoleh, page Yudchet of the Ein Mishpat HaMoleh. And at the end of the, it's in the third column of the three columns, we close it up and read again. The Entorash and the Kalanatus, or the Imamas, or the Pashas, or the P.A. and Shanema P.A., Shnei Ayam Eden, the P.A. beloved Saviyaza. I will be the very Sophrim, Shechokim, the Imamas, the Shemishtar, etc., etc. Famous Rambam. In fact, the Ramban is quoting a Rav Chaim, the same as the Shorash Beis. What are you talking about? What are you saying? Anodonim v'gitim v'erechasil v'ulad. V'yi Hashem of Tia Lepanenu, get Kosov, Mekayim and also Bekosov Kosama, Umakim and also Linos, the Apiyat of Tashtar, Mezela Divrei Akol. It's lost to the Ramban. What did he say? So Chaim explains, he has two kashas. The first kash is, the Anu Zonu Megit Meir Echatim Adulvat. Who's Anu? Who's Anu? Who's the Anu? Who's the Anu? Who is opposed to whom? Let's the shift. Who's on him? Who are the ones who will say that a woman who got her deceit together with only a consumer can get remarried without any deceit? Who is on him? The Rib and the Rambam held the same way, and the Rambam held the same way, as opposed to Tosa. And that fellow disagrees. That's what's called on him. Then he says, forget that for a moment. But if a woman walks into a bezin with a get, she's five by two aiden, the divrei hakol, she can remarry for mishnah lamadon. She can hold it, she's very much made spicy. So how can she remarry based on a piece of paper? By Torah law, junk, a hunk of junk, roasted. You see, this Torah document has validity. According to the Rambam, which is based junk, answer of Chaim, that there are two kinds of star, a star kinyan and a star raya. A star kinyan and a star raya. When the Rambam is saying over here that a star dinim amunus works only me the rabbanon, me the rabbanon, he's referring only to a star raya. But a star kinyan works on a level of zoraita. That's what his main punchline. But before we get to that, it's remarkable that Rav Chaim has managed the words that the Rav said. Kemat, Nila Benila. It may not be so remarkable, it's a little to be expected. But the Rav is different Ivra, Rav Chaim did. This is the lesson of Rav Chaim. Rabbi has two kashas against the Rambam. One, how does it get work to the quantity, but no way, and it's still going to the rib. Two, how does it serve as a proof? Rav Chaim says like this. On the first kasha of the Ramban, namely, that how does it work according to, how does it work with halakha, right? We can say as follows. One second, please. The Prime wants to justify it? Maybe. Maybe Eidus should be star, although it's not considered to be my goddess Eidus. I will Eidus be called from Havia, who will Eidus be Shavi given the Kiddushin. The Prime is Eidus be star. In other words, the second Kasha the Ramban, that a woman walks into a bedroom with a document to Eidus, and she will have a renai on that basis. That's an overwhelming black box of Kasha against the Ramban, who said that Eidus proves up their levels of life. But the first Kasha, which is, forget the proof. How is she divorced according to the rib based on a piece of paper which only has two Adam sign in it? So Rav Chaim was a terrorist. The two Adam sign is not considered to be Hagodah Seidus and Bezin. That's not the level of the Raisa. But you know, A, they cheat up, they don't have to come to Bezin. I serve as an aide at two weddings. That's one last thing only before. Two Helig of Hamidim, both got married Helig of Marian. So, with the Helig of Shmuel. So I was an aide twice. Kosher Kimar, the biggest keeper is the eight Jewish, the Kosher Kimar, that's the biggest keeper. So am I going to be called to defend the peasant's wife that the husband is married and that the Hanavata was married? He's not going to come to a peasant. They need to kill him. You need two people to make a condition. So if Chaim says, at first glance, the Rambam can answer. Two Adam is trying to get. So they can work as A, they kill him, even though they can never come into Bezdin. So that's first kasha about at first glance, says Rav Chaim. There's no kasha. The second kasha is a kasha. Now how does it work as proof, as evidence? That's the first glance. But upon reflection to Rav Chaim, the first kasha is also developed with the kasha. Why? Here's look at Rav Chaim's word. Every word is gold. Every word is gold. Even the first half of the copy, the top of the second column, the page of 107 in the traditional script. Why? This is what he says. This is the word. Every word. There are call at a chasima, einem yodim klali gufkin evolution. And he doesn't know if they got divorced or married. He went away. The lekarak hagodosan shemeidim ala gittim vikigushin o ala shtar. Now listen to the word. Mashpila l'shtara v'chashiva gam edus v'hiya al guf ha-maisa shalagitin v'kibush v'chadome. Vim kena recall the lo shayach rakim neima da havi ha-goda k'shera. V'yot v'meila chazer bo kol ha-geras ha-kosa shal shtara. Well, the Rambam says, it won't work. This is what the Rambam says. It's just like all before the self-fulfilling prophecy. What does that mean? That you have a document, you have the raya at the end of the Balashtar, so then it works to create, to effect that which you wanted to effect. But if the Rambam is right, it's not going to be good as a star raya, then it can never go to Shakin either. Here the part is the Rambam formulation, but he has different Ibra. Where's the actual Rambam formulation? Let me show you that, since we already have the Christmas in front of us now.
Within
Rav Meir, sure. This is the Kash called Rav Meir. And the Ripple Kash of Meir, I figured it's your Kash. That's the Kash. Take a look over here. Page 224. The Kushan. 224 the Kushan. Rav says that there's no Makhloikas by Shtar Raya. Why? Together Shtar Raya, or Eda Shibasav, or Raya Shibasav, this earlier. Upshita, you will ask the way to our star, and the Rakshi, you know how to shop with you. Also, if I got the leg of the low Eda Shibasav, the Raya Shibasav, they can kept to the star, and the Yorubi Alma. All of our brokers are mayor of the other, Haida Bishnari Kinyan. Magidu. So the Das of Meir, Afishari Kinyan, Kaimala, Edithimakarti, Koloma, together are Indian Dishta Kinyan Aino, Sayyaday Zeh, Shah Ish, Matvis Raya Bishtar, Yara Isha, Shi Ishto, Kalamakibush, Tavadava, or Kaliva Garrison, Tavadava, Shiba Emmet Bagwesh, self-fulfilling prophecy. Same as Shari Mavan, right? Nimsa, the Bagol Shari Kinyan, the but they didn't see McCarthy. Look at the Dogma. It's exactly what Chaim said in different words. That the first Kasha Rabban is also a good Kasha. Because why? In order for it to work according to Rabbi Meir's track, which is called the Rift of other examples. To start the Rabbanan, he only meant Shtar Raya and not Shtar Kinyan. Shtar Kinyan works mid-oraisa. Mid-oraisa. Why? The difference. Why? Why? So here, the question becomes a very serious question. Is it a Vara or is it a Xeris Nakam? You see a machlokas, which is the rock version of Rav Chaim, and not. I don't know what to say about this one. Rav Chaim explains, I'll give you a sense of Chaim's lesson, in terms of why Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya are different from each other. He quotes the Gemara, didn't I show the Gemara on the left, because I'm the Bayan Aleph, you see that? The Kilom picks up, but you see that? I didn't show it to you. Let's open up the page. Stop. Ayin Aleph and Gittin. I thought I did. I'm sorry. Ayin Aleph and Gittin. One liner. One liner. And if I and Aleph from an Aleph, the Gemara said, by halfway on the page, Aedus Kamrit, the small dollar, Aedus Kamrit, Shani Aedus, Rahman Allah, me PM, the law, me peaks of, that an aid has to testify by mouth, and not by paper, by writing his name on the, writing something on a piece of paper. You have to actually count, you have a letter to bed. Dear, worthy Dayan and Shlita, I testify that Reuben killed Shimon. Signed. I don't know what I'm worth a hill of beans. It's nothing. You have to come to Bezin and testify your own mouth. EPN, let me pick some up. Okay? Lou has a shower. The Rashi reads stuff a little bit over here. And the Rashi is a little bit pick some up. He's in the Bezin. Lo domi le shtar shechaslu biyomo. Now who urche lochi? What does that mean? The shtar is normal that way. Normal to be possible? What does Rashi answer over here? Normal that way. I think it's Rav Chaim is like the same shot around like Rashi. Give the lesson of Rav Chaim. Moshe, the ain't that salt has been start, they do to the staff for Yemen. And the Shnei Dinim, at risk of formulation, Shnei Dinim. What Shnei Dinim? Eidus to the staff, Shula. The Eidus should be star, Shera. And the Abba agrees. What are they fighting about? We call it Shtar Raya. I'm old. Shtar Kinyin is a star. But I was made the Raya. Not the Rambam. Lo Mikvi Shtar. And the Eidus to the staff. Yalkein, Kotu, Bilu, Mipik, Tava. No reason is given. No reason is given. True, he says, according to the Rambam, he is now called Midas on his time. That's true. But that's what he calls their prime, Din Bifnei Atmo, Lochayel Din Shtar Rakeka Denasa Lekinyin. The story, Raya, Ask Denasa Kidin Shtarim. That means it's considered Das on his time. I'm writing a piece of paper that I owe $100 being held against me. I can't lie about it anymore. Right? Well, some of the stars, well, Kyle, our lions and stars, it's all added to the staff, which is some of the rice that works with the rabbon. Called the star king. That's the Rabbi is quoted here, with the Master of the Nerve. The Rav Zal quotes the prime differently. Differently, both of crime based upon a svara, not based on some of fact. Star Kinyan is a star, the star Raya is no star, but no reason whatsoever. Cock there is a cousin. And that's how we're going to have a rough one for a crime. I'm a little confused. We have a different family tradition. He quotes here the Rambam sheet on page 222. He quotes the Rambam. I'm going to look inside again. You can see the Rambam inside. He's reading on the old Zahar of the Gemara. There you can see the Rambam inside. $22. Rambam, right? In Torah, everyone see it, please? In Torah, she's a Kabbalah, Aedim, what did he name up with? In the Pashas, how did he see Aedim? She's a Mal-Pi, Shnaim, Aedim, if he came along with Kisav Yodah, if he were so for him, Kolkin did him up with, Aedim, she'd be stopped, etc., etc. Both the Rambam and Shakasha, how can it be? How can it be? He says, She'anu donem beginei begitin beidik kasinat ulad. He wants only the second kasha. He wants the star raya, the proof positive she can divorce. Of course, the receiver says there's a prime character ready. There's a star raya and star kidney. Okay? And he calls her prime, but this I don't see here at all. Hidra graf, the last 5 lines. Hidra graf. This one Rambam, the last shvuyeh shtara tamid bina shvitzanitza midasa mitzayim. As we saw earlier. Shvuyeh the Rambam, the daska b'shtar kinya, listen to this now, last 3 lines. She'al yidei zeh hashtar osin ha'inyam l'shtanam. Something actually changes based upon the star. Shaya de shtar zeh yachol kinyan asadu l'chaveh, or it's going to become affected based upon the star itself. Right, or kibushin, or gitin, etc., etc., stop here, Shayek, left on. The cross of the Hamak, the Elisha Makadesh, quote, Jas of Iskayev. Shari Ayadeh, Star, Topol, next page, 223, also Iskayev, as we also a Kenyan. Could it take effect? Okay, the story, Raya, Shekrochal, the Nigmar, a Kenyan, we call them, okay. We may ask, I know, a Mitzaga, Laha Aden, Shiyir, the Ustar, Shiyir, Rak, the Raya, Biarakone, Shalo, Yukal, Shakebo, what does that mean? Because he wasn't misguided anything. If I borrowed $100 from you yesterday, last night I was desperate before Slichas, I needed money, and again I failed the debt, give me $100. Did you need a shot? Yeah, but it's around the amount of the pen, I'm still shopping, I'm going to go with 10. Give me $100, give me a shot later. You trust me? I give you a shot later. Anything accomplished by the star? You sell me a house. Give me a deed. I'll give you later. Sell me with some money. That document only proves the pre-existing condition. So that's a Messiah. Nothing happened. The star doesn't affect anything. That's the rough love. It's a beautiful love. That's the why a star riot. One of Chaim is not considered to be in the category of Das of Messiah, and as such cannot be a valid star or guest or condition on level of Zorai. beautiful, but I haven't seen it yet in the words of a prime. So many of you look it up, you'll find it to me. I have a prime saying as a din without any story. Just says it. I didn't see any story in a prime. I didn't see it. Maybe I'm missing a line, which I haven't found. I went through a prime too quickly. If we're on the topic of a prime already, why didn't Reb Chaim say the Rav Slora? If I'm right, Reb Chaim didn't say it, so why did he say it?
The Rav is also sloppy.
So why did Reb Chaim say what the Rav said? So there could be two answers off the top of my head. One is that he is a Mishkayah. He is a Mishkayah. That by the fact that I give you a document which prevents me from lying and lying to death, is itself an effect that makes me into a Mishkayah. What do you know, Mishkayah? That I am now in a worse situation in Benson than I was beforehand. True, I'm only in a worse situation if I would contemplate lying. That's true, but people do contemplate lying in this world. I'm not saying you don't have to show them. But the bottom line is you put himself into a more inferior position in Benson. That's the reason position we can sit down and bounce on this client. That's answer number one. Answer number two is that Reb Chaim himself, not over here, in Hilchos Eidos, Reb Chaim himself, in Hilchos Kishuv, of all places, says, don't take the word Das HaMitzkayev literally. That phrase, Das HaMitzkayev, where does it come from? They use it a similar expression. The Tosa says, you want me to toast up coffee now, Sugar? I thought. No, I haven't thought. I'm going to go on more tomorrow also. The Tosa is the Lashon over here, where they say, Yes, Loma, Lavash of Star, Elek Shaosui Midat Shneem, Midat Alovashu Chayo, and including the Lova. Now, frankly, the expression Dat Shneem is the Chalchus Lexus. We need Dat Shneem. Not true. The Ravashi we're taught, Kos Vishtar Lelove, Afal Pisha Ein Mal Vimo. That I can write $80,000, I don't even know about it. I can't talk to you tomorrow after so long. You know what I mean. But I prepared the document today. So all you need is only the Dat Shneem. We don't have Dat Shneem. So Dat Shneem, I don't know what that word means. I need the word expression Chayim. It's the Balamor, the Ravashi Islam and Al, the expression Dat HaMitzkayim, the one who is Mitzkayim, who makes himself obligated. The energy is not Chayim and not Mitzkayim. Mitzkayim means something new is happening. Chayim means it's something which is going to be held against me in court because I want to lie. That's one error. But the Rambam, the Rav Chaim, excuse me, this is issue in discussing what we call a star kiddushin, has an interesting expression where she says that you don't need a star midat hamitzkayim. That's a wrong formulation. But you really need, that it may sound as almost a kind of redundancy, we need a star which is written midat balashtar. Sounds funny. A star which is written midat balashtar. Who's the balashtar? Whoever it may be. Normally, the balashtar is the person in this kind of, in this expression means the one who's losing out. The one who's selling a field, divorcing a woman, marrying a woman. Married a woman, losing out. Whoa. She's a good wife. She's the biggest winner in the world. What kind of Messiah is this? Usually the crime is you're giving something away. Dare to give your wife away. Sell a field, you're giving a field away. You're marrying, you're not giving it away. You're gaining a wonderful wife. Hopefully, a wonderful wife. The wife will adopt him as Messiah after Messiah. And this doesn't mean Messiah, don't take it literally. It's Dad Balasha. And the halakha requires that the husband write the star condition. Why? That he has to be active as part of the Derek and Buffett. Normally, we say she should write the star condition, right? She's mocked herself. She's not mocked her. She's mocked herself to the husband, right? No, there has to come to the Yigat, and he has to write the star condition. The prime, if he's not the prime, is not the star. So it's arguable, even a star raya, even if nothing is happening, but the person against whom is held as a proof. That's called the Dabbala star. So therefore, it's not so clear that the rough lumps of which he attributes him to Reb Chaim really held from. I didn't see it in the lust of Reb Chaim in the paper at all. I just didn't see it. I don't know. Maybe it's there in the small version, which I didn't come across yet. although we started late, I want to end late, so we'll end now. I'm sorry again for the time that I missed, because there was others. Tomorrow we'll start Shiva Hashem at 10 o'clock to 11:30, okay?